elections to the executive board. All seven positions are open. Take nominations right now. Well, I'm ready to do another year as the chair.
I'm ready.
I'll nominate Bob Johnson.
Mr. Hora? I nominate Mr. Varanus. And I also nominate Dr. Glazer while we're at it.
I nominate Lorenzo.
Second. Is there any? Oh. Mr. Boda. That's the current sitting board. Is there anyone who has not been, whose name has not been mentioned, who would like to throw their hat into the ring? Okay, since no one else has, we can nominate.
How many? We lost track. How many have been nominated so far?
Me, Muir, Robert, Michael, Mark, Arvin, Lorenzo. Seven. According to the state constitution, we can nominate as a slate with a 2/3 vote. Is there? I think I'm right, but anyway. Okay, we'll go with 3/5 anyway. All those in favor of nominating the board as a slate say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Very good. That takes care of that.
I said the Donovan Memorial Tomato.
New business. There is an amendment to the state constitution. Actually, would that be two, Robert? The amendment, is that in two parts?
That's one amendment.
Okay, and I invite Dr. Glazer to speak to the amendments.
Basically, we had the amendments last year that Tina had proposed. I just didn't think it went far enough, and so at the Pitney meeting, the body rejected that one and approved this replacement, which just went farther, which I can read it out loud if you want me to.
Please
do. Append to Article 7, Section 1. At the time of filing and continuously through the date of the corresponding general election, all candidates of the Maryland Libertarian Party to public office must be registered Libertarian as defined in the qualification and central committee membership stated in Article 4, Section 2. Should any candidate fail to meet this qualification after nomination, and if the state has already been notified of that nomination, the chairman and secretary are directed to notify the state board of elections that the party's nomination is rescinded. Append to Article 7, Section 2. Should the local central committee of the corresponding jurisdiction not exist or not be recognized by the appropriate county or state board of elections, or the jurisdiction crosses the boundary of one or one such local central committee, or the duly authorized chairman of an empowered recognized local central committee, their request, the state central committee may nominate such candidates in the same manner as described in Section 3 of this article. And I just mentioned as commentary that the first paragraph was basically the one that we had last year, which was an addition about rescinding it in case it had already happened. And the second one was a new thing, which is basically how we've been operating forever. That is, if there is no local central committee, the state central committee has been nominating candidates. That's what we've been doing all along, but we really have no authorization to do that in our state constitution, and that's what this creates.
Now, just for a clarification, requirements, talk about what the requirements are in such a different paragraph.
Yeah, that
can
may be
those?
The same as the member.
Can you read what those are? I'm not sure. That you have to be registered with the state board as a libertarian, correct?
It's a business about being
Thank
registered,
you
and if you can't be registered, then you have to elect one to be registered. Let me find it.
Thank you. Nominate to vote for our party. Thank you.
What section?
Thank you.
The subject committee, Article 4, Section 2. Section 2. Any Maryland resident who is either a youth member, general member, or pledge member who wishes to become a voting member of the resident's local central committee referred to in Article 6 or state central committee referred to in Article 5 may do so provided that the member certifies agreement with the principal set forth in Article 2. The member is registered as a libertarian, and that registration as a libertarian is not permitted and is not currently registered as affiliated with any other political party. A member may choose to be a member of either central committee or both, or neither one. That's the qualification.
Thank you. Yeah, in the last election, in fact, there was a guy running around saying he was our libertarian senatorial candidate. The Greens had the same problem. They had another guy running around saying, but we were luckier because our guy that claims is actually seems to be closer to being a libertarian. The Green guy had nothing to do with being a Green. So we need to tighten these things up to avoid, even in the past, we even had another guy running for Senate. We had ballot access, we had people on the ballot, and this guy didn't even bother to come to our convention, signed up, and he actually ended up running on the ballot at the write-in, which actually confused me, because they get, oh, you guys don't have ballot access, but you're kind of going to stand again. So we really need to do this, I believe, in order to be able to tighten it and make it very clear that you really have to be a libertarian and that you've really got the approval of your peers.
So
I favor this person.
Technical question. Since this is a revision of the original proposal, was it considered by the subcommittee, and what was the recommendation?
I do not recall.
But we did do that at the technical.
They're supposed to publish the results in the newsletter along with the proposal. The committee decision was it? Who was on the committee?
Mike was asked that.
No, not the voters. It's supposed to be a committee of five people that are to study the proposal and make a recommendation to us as to whether we should be in favor or against it, or whether they think we need further revision or whatever.
Robin, I think it was, and I think it went out in the newsletter that came out after the picnic, but I don't have conclusive proof. Scranton.
Yes. Yeah, what we'd have to do is we'll have to move it to the next meeting and then appoint a committee to look at it. They have to meet, I think, within 8 days.
We could do it right after this meeting tonight, frankly, or whatever. And it's not, essential that it gets done tonight. This is just more for the 2012 election.
Just for brevity, I would suggest that we just form a committee right now. Maybe they can meet in 3 minutes and then report back to us before we adjourn.
The purpose of the report is to give a heads up to people who might otherwise not come to the meeting.
Okay. May I suggest that we do that then?
Do what?
Do that then. Just have the group of five or more meet afterwards, and then we'll publish it, and then take care of it at the picnic, and put it up to a vote at the picnic.
Who are the people?
I think I'm one of them.
Well,
it should be chairman, one other member of the executive board,
and then three non-officers.
Three
non-volunteers from the state
government. Right.
Right. Okay. So
how about
I'll volunteer.
Okay. We can discuss this after the meeting or whatever, sometime this evening before,
Well, okay, but we need to decide who the five members are.
Stuart,
Stuart's
volunteering.
Is there another executive board member who's volunteering?
Robert.
Robert? Okay. Then we need one more non-executive.
Lorenzo.
No,
I'm the executive board.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
what I would say, Mike. Okay.
Very good.
You've been volunteering.
Okay, does that end that issue right there?
If there's not an excess of volunteers, then we need a vote, then it's going to prove it all. Like I said, it just needs to be taken care of before the
2012.
Oh, does it say five or more?
Somebody said five or more, or just five?
Five or more.
Well, no, it says specifically the chairman, one other member of the board, and at least three volunteers from the state central.
Okay. So if there's anybody else on the state central committee who wants to serve, they can volunteer. If not, then we're safe.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Oh, well, that's the right.
Is there any more discussion on this issue before we move on? Very good. The floor is open to new business.
Oh, yeah. Although it's irrelevant, we should mention that the program committee made their recommendations.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other new business? Mr. Keene.
Did we elect any board of executive committee?
Yes, we did. About 10 minutes.
I don't know if that was a nomination.
It was technically inaccurate, but the nominations are just from the floor. What he called a nomination was actually the election. Are you objecting to that, or are you willing to?
No, I didn't reject the election,
but
if it happened, that's great.
Yeah. You called a nomination,
and then election. Actually, it was wrong. You asked for the vote whether we should vote as a slate. That was approved, but you never actually asked for the slate to be elected to the position.
It's done by us.
Just go ahead, Matt. It'll take 2 seconds.
Okay. All those in favor of the current of the board as was listed as a slate, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Nay.
Very good. Is there any other new business? Now's your chance. Hearing none.
We can have an answer.
Sure. I was going to call that before we adjourn. Sure. All right. Any announcements? Dr. Blazer?
I just mentioned especially newer people, don't realize you can get Mayor Libertarian Party license plate. You just have to ask me for the form. And I meant to bring them with me today, but I forgot. So many of you have the license plates, and any of you want to get them, you just have to ask me for the form, and I'll give it to you, and then you send it in to the voter people.
$25.
No, I can mail it.
Do
you want me to send one to you?
Okay.
Any other announcements?
Just what I previously mentioned on May, the first Saturday, Sunday, the House of Town Festival, so I'm sure Bill Bazell would look for any help he can get. It is a very well attended event. There's a handout literature and everything else, people. And also, I believe I supported to you because I got it through the treasurer. Email. Chesapeake Pride Festival requesting our presence again, but that's an August time frame, so.
That's a nominal amount of money, too.
I don't know. Anybody participate in that one, so that's another two events in the lineup.
We have one of those primary, but
sign
up for that.
Just that, just so everybody knows, a lot of these festivals we have been participating, they used to have a special rate for political sites, like $100. Now they've gone very high, so it's become very cost prohibitive.
Especially in county fairs. I mean, I remember we used to go to Harford County, it was like, what, 50 bucks, and 50 bucks of trash, and
correct.
Now it's like $300-$400.
Well, they're trying to, cover their expenses, because there's a lot of business donations in town.
Yeah.
What is it for a state
fair? I don't even know. I have no idea. That's a good question. Okay, any other announcements? Any other issues before we adjourn? Very well, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much. We'll be having dinner shortly.